Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. Are you ready for a riot? That's what we have coming your way with this week's rock and roll cult classic, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains. Oh yeah, and we have some damn cool music for you as well. Speaking of which, this is a band that I've missed, and I'm so glad they're back. This is the Wellingtons from Melbourne, Australia, with their first new music since their album End of the Summer in 2017. Here they are with She Still Loves Me.
Still loves me.
That was Portland's own Dharma Bums from their 1988 album Haywire on Pop Llama Records. The band was a fixture here in Seattle till they disbanded in 1992. Their frequent opening act in their heyday was a little band called Nirvana. In fact, Courtney Love said she met her future husband, Kurt Cobain, at a Dharma Bum show.
Aww.
Thanks for joining us here at Pop Rocks Radio. I am excited about this week's movie of the week because it's a movie that many of us probably watched on late night cable back in the day, whether it was at a sleepover or we were grounded and stuck at home.
Aww.
No, you don't have to do that every time. Before we get to that, let's kick off the set with the most Australian band ever, Hard-Ons. This is their new single with a title that is also something we all probably heard that same night we were grounded. This is You Disappointed Me.
Yeah, come on, oh come on. just born to play. Then we move like tigers on Vaseline. Well, the bitter comes out better on a stolen guitar. You're complicit with the spiders from Mars. Oh, come on, come on. You really got a good thing you're in. Yeah, come on, oh, come on. If you think you're gonna make it, you better hang on to yourself. Oh, yeah.
Closed out that set with Eddie Money and Think I'm in Love off 1982's No Control. I caught this video on the MTV Classic station the other day and heard it with new ears, 40 plus years on. What a great piece of guitar pop. Before that, we had Mr. Money's good friend Paul Collins with Hang On To Yourself from the new Gem Records David Bowie tribute album. In Paul Collins' memoir, I Don't Fit In, he talks about how Eddie Money was a supporter early on. He has a simple dedication to him at the end of the book. He says, "We wouldn't be here without you."
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Adler pointed a camera at a small American ache and called it, ladies and gentlemen, the Fabulous Stains. It's a country of empty factories and full ashtrays, where the adults day drink and tell you that they were better at being young than you'll ever be. Welcome to Reagan's Morning in America, if you were the ones that got left behind. Diane Lane plays Corinne Burns, a desperate unemployed teenager who fronts the band The Stains with her sister and her cousin. When she meets an interviewer who asks her how her apathy and cynicism will serve her as she grows older, she blinks and repeats his question back to him as if the words made no sense. She's not planning on growing older. She's planning to detonate.
Corinne Burns, what are you going to do?
My name is not Corinne Burns.
Oh, what is it?
It's third degree burn.
The film follows the Stains and their rise to stardom that starts on their trip around the country in a dilapidated bus, propelled to the stage on the strength of three rehearsals and an idea. The headliners are the Metal Corpses, a washed-up rock band barely held together by drugs and memories of the glory days. The Stains, well, they are terrible. They can barely play their instruments. Corinne refuses the promoter's leather jumpsuits, spikes her hair, steps out in a see-through blouse, and spits one song like a dare, calling out the bullshit around her. It's not virtuosity, it's agency. You can watch it take root, especially with the women in the audience, like a switch that's getting flipped.
We're the Stains, and we don't put out.
She said things that I've always wanted to say, and I haven't been able to.
Agency here also means opportunism. Sometimes uncomfortable, always unapologetic. Corinne takes the song by the other band, The Looters, and makes it her own. She flips a tragic tour overdose into momentum for the band, and the newswoman covering the story weaponizes it to step past her male co-anchor and into a bigger seat. For the women in this film, the message is clear. They don't ask, they act. Around the edges, the film keeps reminding us that this isn't pretend. A pregnant teen numbing morning sickness with pills and booze, a promoter hustling to bail out a friend from prison, a singer talking about a father who called him dumb because he couldn't read. For these people, music isn't a lifestyle, it's life. The film boasts a great cast. Joining Diane Lane is Christine Lottie, a young Ray Winstone. That guy plays angry better than anyone, I swear. B-Way Bill of the Tubes, and Paul Cook and Steve Jones of the Professionals, and some other band I can't remember the name of right now. And there's even Paul Simonon of The Clash. A young Laura Dern is also in the band. She plays Jessica McNeil, who ditches Jessica and rechristens herself Peg, a.k.a. Dizzy Heights. Because in this world, names are armor. Much is said in the film and in reviews about this talentless band being elevated due to hype and nothing more. But are they talentless? The Stains aren't trying to change the world. This is the world they've been handed, and it pisses them off. Not only can they play the game, they can play it better than anyone else.
Suckers!
Ladies and gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains is available on all these streaming platforms, so pick a good one.
Anywhere. myself into you. It was destined from the start. I don't know about you, but love is what tore me apart. And all I can do is learn from the rhythm of my heart. After all I do is if down, it won't even start. And it's on my mind of all the ways stars nails to shine. Oh, be fine, it's enough, got enough. We'll be right back.
We started that set with The Goods from Oakland with Hear Me off their 2023 self-titled EP out on Dandy Boy Records. You also heard Beta Trip with their new single On My Mind. And we closed out that set with The Pandoras with In and Out of My Life in a Day from 1986 Stop Pretending.
One thing that I can say that I'm good at is I can write pretty good melodies.
Some artists chase trends. Don Mariani writes songs. From The Stems to DM3 to Day 2 or 4 to his solo work, melodic, loud, and permanently stuck in your head. Check out the full interview on the Pop Rocks Radio YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so remember what I mentioned about Paul Cook and Steve Jones from the film? Well, after that other band they were in broke up, they formed the band that is our featured artist this week, The Professionals. After the breakup of the Sex Pistols, okay, I said it, and some fits and starts along the way, the classic lineup of Cook, Jones, Paul Myers, and Ray McVeigh took shape as The Professionals. Virgin released the band's first full-length album, I Didn't See It Coming, in 1981, even though the band had been releasing singles since 1980. This next song was the single that accompanied that release. This is The Professionals with The Magnificent.
Everything will be alright when she turns to you and cries.
The band had recorded this next song with original bassist Andy Allen, but after Allen sued the band and the label for neither crediting him or paying him, small detail, the Professionals re-recorded the track with their new bassist, Paul Myers. Also from I Didn't See It Coming, this is Kick Down the Doors.
Waiting for the other side.
With the release of their album came a tour of the UK and of the US, but the US leg of the tour got cut short after three of the band members were injured in a car accident. After they recovered, they did make it back to the States, but by that point, Jones and Paul Myers were knee-deep in addiction and the band finally split. This is another track off that album, the last full album of material for the band for nearly 35 years. This is Payola. In 2015 without the participation of Steve Jones, though when they released their new album in 2017, it was apparently with Jones's full blessing. Age may have softened some of the edges of this album, but not by much. This next track may even be a power pop song, with the emphasis, of course, on power. I always think that punk and power pop are like the cousins Samantha the Blonde and Serena the Brunette in the TV show Bewitched, with Samantha as power pop and Serena as punk. They are strikingly similar because in the show they were played by the same actress. But Serena, of course, was a little more dangerous. From 2017's What in the World, this is Going, Going, Gone. Those guys are a machine. Nearly 50 years in, Steve Jones and Paul Cook still crank out loud, snotty rock and roll that remembers exactly where it came from. And yeah, they're currently out on tour with that other little band on their resume, the Sex Pistols. If the metal corpses from the film are the cautionary tale, calcified and missing the moment, the professionals are the counterexample. Every cut is a declaration that rock and roll, at its finest, doesn't rest on its laurels. It reloads. It finds a riff to light the fuse and an ass to kick. Well, that's it for this week's featured artist. If you have an artist you'd like to see us feature on the show, drop me a note at Bijan, that's B-I-J-A-N, at poprocksradio.com.
They are punk rockers. The new craze, they tell me. They are heroes, not the nice, clean Rolling Stones. You see, they are as drunk as I am.
You're the only one that could ever treat me right. If I was your girl, then you could be my girl. And I give you the best of me. We've spent Saturdays in just washing our hair and painting our nails on the couch with you next to me. If I was your girl, you could hold me at night. If I was your girl, I swear we'll never fight. If I was your girl, I'd share all of my wardrobe with you. If I was your girl, I would give you my heart. If I was your girl, we'd have a brand new start. If I was your girl, I hope you could be my woman too. If I was your girl, if I was your girl, then you could be my girl. And I'd give you eternity. We'd go out holding hands. You'd give me warmer looks than when I was a man. Born into the right century. If I was your girl, you could hold me at night. If I was your girl, I swear we'd never fight. If I was your girl, I'd share half of my wardrobe with you. If I was your girl, would you give me your heart? If I was your girl, could we have a new start? If I was your girl, I hope you could be my woman too.
We closed out that set with the band Hormones from Melbourne with their single, If I Was Your Girl. Before that, we had Lunison, a band we've played on the show before. That was named three songs from their new album, Fake Pink. And we kicked off that set with the riff Randalls with When You Go from 2007's Double Cross. Fitting discovery, someone saw my YouTube trailer for Rock and Roll High School and said, you need this. And they were right.
Here's Milky, the marvelous milking cow. It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail. She's raising her head, it's milking time now. Her pretend milk is a feeling the pail.
She drinks water, I guess pretend milk.
Milky, the marvelous milking cow.
Milky, the marvelous milking cow with pretend milk tablets. She's new from Kenner.
You know, I love the 70s, but man, they were weird. More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio, just here to remind you that if you like the music you're hearing here on the radio or streaming somewhere online, do the artist a solid and buy that music. For most artists, streaming is not much of a source of income, so if you really want to support them, go to their shows, buy their merch, and pay for that MP3. If you love what you hear, support what you love. Okay, back to the show. This is Toronto's own Carmen Toff with a single from her forthcoming album, Fix the World, due out on October 7th. This is Pretty Dresses.
Oh, I don't want everything, just what every little girl wants, a bunch of pretty things. And I want them bad, 'cause the media's worked on me, and it's really pretty sad. I might as well confess it, I wanna wear those pretty dresses and
The 1981 Another Dandy Boy Records band from the Bay Area. That was their latest single, Soft Goodbye. Before that, we played Andy Lampert from Rhode Island with another song about a train. He also fronts the aptly named Andy Lampert Band.
Some things never change.
Hey, everybody, an old man's talking.
Grandpa's the name. Did you know this tree dates back to frontier times?
Wow!
Shut up!
Yeah.
That was the artist McCormick from the UK with his latest The Girl I Knew Before. Before that, we had the band Absolute Losers from Prince Edward Island. That was At the Same Time from their upcoming album In the Crowd. That is due out on September 26th on Toronto's We Are Busybodies label.
Hey, tomorrow.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. If you like what we're doing here, make sure to like and subscribe. Check us out on YouTube and anywhere else you waste your time online. We'll be there too. This is the band Sugar Bomb with Hello from their 2001 album Bully. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.